from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, and he's brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. Ray, it's over. No more camp. I guess you're probably happy because you were driving up two ways, right? You were driving there, and then you were coming home, and you weren't staying out there, right?
Yeah, well, first off, Adam, when you said it's over, I thought you were talking about the Brandon Ayuk situation, which I also hope is over soon as well. But, I'm happy. Camp is over. We got the big joint scrimmage with the Bills tomorrow. So no more driving for me. At least not that far.
Right. Is that scrimmage tomorrow? That's closed, right? But you'll be able to.
Yeah.
You'll be able to go, right?
It's closed to the public, but my understanding is, you know, it's going to be like a COVID practice for the media. I think we can kind of like roam around the stadium and watch practice. Not exactly sure what we're going to be able to report just yet. Those details haven't been ironed out yet between the Bills and the Steelers, but media will be able to watch it.
So from everything that you've gathered from 2.5 weeks of training camp, and now there's going to be a joint practice, they're going to see, you know, some live action against a different team in a practice setting. What drill are you going to be focusing on the most, knowing what you know now about each position for the Steelers and wanting to see them go against the Bills in a different drill?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say two. You know, I want to see the quarterbacks go against different defensive backs because I think, you know, both parties kind of get a feel for each other. So, you know, Justin Fields and, you know, Russ Wilson has been ramping up his activity, so it'll be good to see him go against another opponent. And it's a shame that Troy Fa'atanu is injured, but I still want to watch Broderick Jones and Dan Moore against the Bills' edge rushers. And the interior, too. Nate Herbig and Zach Frazier are battling it out. So, you know, that'll be good competition when they go one-on-ones, O-line, D-line.
I know what your colleague Jerry Dulek reported the other day, and we discussed it at length yesterday. Do you really think it's a battle at left tackle between Dan Moore and Broderick Jones?
Well, you know, I kind of think they just want to, you know, much like they've been doing, I think they want to give some deference to Dan Moore because he's been, you know, he's been a 3-year starter and he stepped up for them when he was a rookie. And, you know, he's been a guy that they leaned on. So I think it was going to play out before the season started that Broderick would have won that job. I got to be honest with you now. I don't know how this injury plays into their plans there. You know, now Broderick has to play on the right side, you know, I'm assuming that. I don't think they're going to give Broderick reps on the left side as long as Troy is out. So Broderick always tells me that he doesn't need much time. You know, it's a natural thing for him. But, you know, you would think they would want to get him in there and settled at left tackle for at least 2 weeks before they throw him out there in a regular season game. So we'll see how that goes. I'm assuming today at St. Vincent it's pretty much going to be a walkthrough. So, you know, I don't know how much work Broderick would get on the left or the right. But I am interested to see on Saturday and then next week before the Lions game, do they flop Broderick? Do they give him some reps on the left side, or do they just leave him on the right side when Troy is out?
Ray, is Roman Wilson back practicing this week? And if he isn't, or he's in a limited capacity, is that concerning?
He was in street clothes on Monday. I haven't really seen him do much. You know, he's probably rehabbing up inside and, you know, not on the field. So I don't exactly know where he is right now, but, you know, if he's not out there for that last preseason game, Dorn, it's going to be hard for him to get a helmet on Sundays, I think. You know, it's one thing for a vet to miss time like Cordarrelle Patterson did, and, you know, now they're working him back in. He's got familiarity with Arthur Smith and his offense. It's quite another for a rookie receiver to miss that much time and then to come back and to have a role initially with this team. So I still think they have high hopes for Roman, but I think this injury definitely set him back a bit.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show, our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Ray, a two-parter here. A, do you think Brandon Ayuk just winds up being a 49er? And if the answer to question A is yes, do you think then the Steelers enter the season just status quo with the wide receiver unit they have?
Yes, I think they would. I know people want to tie them to different receivers who have contract situations, but I think this Ayuk one was the one that was most likely to happen really since March. And if it doesn't happen now, I think they probably would be content to go into the season with the guys they have. To me, guys, the Steelers have had their offer on the table. They're very comfortable with it, and they're just waiting on the 49ers. It's a holding pattern for the Steelers. I know there was a new report yesterday that the 49ers and Ayuk were closed. To me, that's a very strange way for the 49ers eventually to get to that number.
Basically,
piss them off for 6 months and then cave at the last minute. I don't know what that's all about, but that would come out of left field. That would surprise me. I still think the Steelers are obviously the favorites here. But, if it turns out the 49ers get them, that is – John Lynch, that's a very, very strange ploy for him to do.
Yeah, it's like it reminds me of Catholic grade school when instead of being able to walk into the classroom across the hall, just point A to point B, you would have to walk all the way around the walls of the hall. You would have to walk 700 feet to walk 5 feet. That's how that would feel for John Lynch. Okay, you say you still think the Steelers are the favorite. Let's say it doesn't happen, and you've said that it's basically your pot committed to Ayuk or nothing. If you don't get Ayuk, how do you then evaluate Omar Khan's offseason, missing out on this guy that you've been targeting for so long?
Yeah, I know people are going to point to that Deontay Johnson trade and say, hey, why did you get rid of a guy who can help you? But I just don't feel like they believe that they could have Deontay Johnson and George Pickens on the same team, two guys who – you know, cost him issues last year. I really think that play in Cincinnati was kind of like the final straw for a lot of people inside that building when he quit on that play. So they didn't feel like they can go forward with him. They got a starting corner in return, and, you know, they just wanted to turn the page there. So, they did get Roman Wilson in the third round. It's not exactly starter territory, so I'm sure he would be criticized, but listen, if Arthur Smith gets off to a good start and he can make it work with Pat Freiermuth and Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller and Calvin Austin, a lot of people will forget about it. But if it goes the other way, yeah, then sure, he's going to get his share of criticism.
Will Zach Frazier start Saturday?
Based on what I've seen, no, Dorn. Nate Herbig is still out there with the ones in most of the team periods. Zach is working in here and there. I do think you could see a situation where, you know, Zach would get thrown into the mix again. Like if Justin plays, we still don't know about Russ, but let's say Justin plays four series instead of three this week. I think maybe you could see 2-2 with Herbig and with Frazier. But based on what I've seen, they're not pushing Herbig aside just yet.
And just how much are they pushing Russ towards being the guy, you think?
I don't know. I don't know why it's such a big mystery. You would think they would be able to tell us, you know, if he's going to start or not. You know, it's kind of the same with – in terms of the reps, it's kind of the same. It's you know, Russ for two, Justin for two. They're kind of going back and forth there. He's still not full go. You know, what I consider full go is Russ runs all the reps with the ones. Justin does all the reps with the twos. We have yet to see that, so I'm not really confident that Russ is going to start on Saturday, but we'll see. I think Mike is going to tell us today or tomorrow.
Ray, we appreciate your time, your reporting, as always. Enjoy your final day at Latrobe until next year.
All right, guys. See you next week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.